Tommy, I've been thinking a lot lately about shuffling from this mortal coil.
Shuffling, like shuffling cards or shuffling?
From this mortal coil.
Oh!
Off like this plane of existence. Dying, Tommy.
Wow. Well, not
dying.
Like, okay.
Tommy.
Like, how? Like, what?
Tommy, I'm dying, okay?
Are you really?
No. Oh. JK.
Do you have Munchausen?
I might.
There was a guy in Dr. Phil yesterday that claimed like he had like 20 heart attacks and he has a liver cancer and all. They did all these tests. He has nothing.
Yeah, exactly. First of all.
And he's like freaked out about it. He's like, what, really?
First of all, now we know what Tommy watches, so judge him accordingly.
Well, I have a degree in clinical psychology, of course.
You have a real useful degree that
it's
you
not
use
like
constantly.
I always agree with Dr. Phil.
Tommy uses his degree like Captain America's shield. He just pulls it out and it's like life size and he deflects all.
The only thing I don't use it is an argument.
The one place you should use it.
No,
you don't.
You should never. That you lose an argument if you pull out credentials.
Okay. I don't see how that's okay.
No, that's terrible.
Just go on biased opinion and emotion alone.
That just makes you look like a dick.
Okay.
You don't have to prove to them you have the information.
Okay.
Tell them you do. Like, tell them by the information.
Humble Tommy over there.
Yeah. You don't have to work cite your arguments.
No. No footnotes needed.
No footnotes needed. Yes. That's what I'm calling my autobiography now.
No footnotes needed. It's a good idea.
Right. My first comedy album.
Yeah, exactly. It should be. You don't get that joke, too bad.
No footnotes needed.
I mean, to be fair,
that's
your joke.
Tagline.
Yeah. It should be. To be fair, your jokes aren't that complex anyways. So,
well, they're not supposed to be, really.
I know. You're a simple man for simple folk.
You know what? You always give me a
complex?
A homework Ooh. Assignment.
Yes.
And I did do the homework assignment
okay.
this week.
We'll talk about it later.
But I should have gave you the homework assignment to watch Kyle Kinane's new episode of The Stand-Ups.
I mean, we could do that if you
it's
want.
So good.
We can do that for sure.
Okay. All you listeners out there, go watch Kyle Kinane's new episode of The Stand-Ups on Netflix, and then we'll talk about it next week. It's amazing.
By the way, I'm impressed that you actually did your homework. But I've been thinking about it a lot, and I know you and I have talked on this pod before about the possibility of putting our consciousness into a robot body.
Yeah.
And I gave it a lot of thought today.
Yeah, you're going to do it?
I'm all about it, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, when the tech is there, I'm there. How about you? Would you put your mind in a body? Would you upgrade your perfectly imperfect body right now? Or would you stick with a robot version of that mess right there?
Well,
like not
could
change
I transfer my tattoos?
That's what you're worried about. I'm sure.
What about my beard? Can that come?
I mean, have you ever seen shows like Counting Cars and stuff? They can airbrush the shit out of things. So I'm sure your garlic will be no problem on the hood of your.
What I was worried about.
Yeah. I mean, would you upgrade your pecs, for example?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, so you would upgrade yourself.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be a body of shield and armor.
Well, I mean that's a robot, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be better than. I mean, I could eat ice cream every day and be fine. Right?
Yeah, but I don't think you'd taste it.
Oh, it'd probably taste tinny, wouldn't it?
Well, you might have to pay for a taste upgrade, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'd be apps for that.
Yeah, we're going to have the senses.
You got to have those senses. Without that, you're nothing.
Still got to have my soul, you know?
Well, your soul would be in
the
prison of a metal shell
the
forever.
Senses don't come with the soul.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think
that's how it works.
No.
I don't see a lot of ghosts around licking shit.
But the senses are connected to the brain. So if you're doing your brain.
Yeah. Well.
It should go with it.
The knee bone's connected to the tailbone. So, I mean, everything
could
be.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
And I do the funky chicken and the mashed potato. And then the twist.
Don't forget the gator.
Not at all. I never would.
Limbo lower now.
I mean, we can play this game all day long. You made no sense whatsoever.
Just keep going.
Yeah, this is Tommy's arguments right here when he doesn't pull out his credentials. You see where that leads him.
No footnotes needed.
No footsies needed.
There you go. I'm going to change it to that.
Okay.
No footsies.
If you were in a robot body, would you spring for the personality upgrade chip?
I wouldn't need it.
Well, I feel like you have a few things you need to work on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me break out my clinical psychology degree.
Dropping the chicken without it?
Yeah. Well, Tommy is all right in high-pressure situations. However, if there's a little trickle of water in his basement, shuts down for days. It's all over, folks.
I don't like not knowing, you know, the sense of things to come really gets my goat, I guess.
You wish you were a Nostradamus man to see the future. That wouldn't depress you?
Premonitions only.
Okay.
Second comedy album.
It's got to be. That's got to be your psychic network, actually. I need a Tommy Thompson brand at this point. Premonitions only. You can fill the 1-800 void that was left long ago. It's wide open now.
1-900.
Is it 1-900?
We're charging for this shit.
Let's charge for this shit. Let's remember make
that
a buck.
When the 800s were free of charge and absolutely. The 900s are...
$3.99 per minute. That's what Miss Cleo, rest in peace, sure. charged. Oh, why really? Not us? Why not us? Nobody knows who Miss Cleo is. I just dated ourselves. Right. Myself, anyway.
She was the Jamaican.
Yeah. Fake Jamaican, by the way.
Was she really?
Absolutely. Tommy, would you have an alcohol plug-in for your robot body so you'd always be drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you need to taste the poison going down your throat?
I don't like to always be
Do
drunk.
You have an oral fixation, Tommy?
I would say some sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. My grandma always said there was something about a beer and a cigarette, so.
Okay, so you listen to Granny's wisdom.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you think so? Granny Trout wisdom.
Oh, no, this is Granny Orbis. This is the other one.
Oh, Roy Orbison wisdom.
Granny Trout, I don't think she ever drank or smoked.
She was a saint, that's why. Should follow in
She's
her footsteps.
A great lady, but.
Yeah, oh.
She was a great lady. Okay. Both of them were great ladies. But.
I feel like if people started plugging themselves in robot bodies, there'd be a lot of problems real quick.
Yeah.
I think there would have to be some sort of douchebag personality profile taken beforehand to deem who could have, like, only the good people level get robot
of,
bodies.
Level of douchiness?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't need some robot body with a Monster energy drink logo spray painted on their torso getting into a bar fight, you know? It could turn into Rock'em Sock'em Robots real quick. You don't need that.
You've never gotten into a bar fight, so.
No. Yeah. Have you? You ran away, didn't you?
No, I did not run away.
Oh, you threw down.
I called the guy out, and he backed down. You were there that night.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was at Billy's.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Paulie Walnuts was in the bathroom taking a number two. You don't remember this? Okay.
No.
This is a story about how I almost got into a
street
bar
tough Tommy and his fisticuff ways. Where was I? I was there.
You had
absolutely.
To have been there. And we're at Billy's, and Paulie Walnuts comes out of the bath. Well, I went in and took a piss, and Paul's in there doing number two, and we acknowledge each other, whatever. You know, I knew he was in the stall. And he comes out a couple minutes later, and he's like, dude, the guy behind you was talking so much shit to his buddy when you guys walked out. I walked out, and him and his buddy walked in.
Oh, man.
So, Paul.
That's the one thing you never should do around Tommy is talk the shit.
And so, Paul gets a description of the guy through the stall window or whatever and comes
out.
Did you
take out a piece of paper and sketch him out, too, like a police sketch artist?
Well, Paulie comes over. And Paulie cannot back me up on this, I'm sure.
No,
he
won't.
He tells me, he's like, it's that guy over there. He was saying, excuse my language, but I think it was faggot with tattoos.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so with the painted-on shirt, because I had my docking shirt. Do you remember that shirt?
No.
I was 154 pounds, and I should have been at least 190. I looked like a fucking skeleton. But I had this shirt from the 90s of the rock band Docking, and it was way too small for me. It was ridiculous.
What was Docking's greatest hit, by the way?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Why did you have that shirt?
It was insane. I found
Did it have a skull on it or something?
No, it was like all these lightning bolts, and then it had pictures of other. Oh, it was the most amazing shirt. It was like Docking 4. It was like their cover of their
Hell
album.
Hell yeah, Docking 4. And, 3 won't suffice.
It was like a small, so it was like painted on my little skinny rail body at the time. And so anyway, Paulie says, yeah, it's that guy.
I can't
over
believe
there.
You said the phrase faggot with the tattoos on this family friendly program.
Right.
My God.
I did a precursor.
That's precursor. Disclaimer.
Right. Not suitable for work.
Okay.
So Paul points the guy out.
This is a long story.
And I go over to the guy and I tap him on the shoulder. And everybody at the table knows now. Like, me and Paul are talking about it, and everybody's like, Paul tells everybody at
except
the table.
Except for me, apparently. Oh, I'm no. My cloud.
But
my
the thing is
like,
in the clouds. Nobody sees me get up.
Uh-huh.
So I go over to the table, and I tap the guy on the shoulder, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm Tommy. And he goes, yeah, hey, we went to school together. Don't you remember me? I'm Josh. And me and the guy start talking about elementary school together. Over there for a couple minutes. I'm fine now because he's not calling me. He's obviously doesn't want to fight. And
maybe that was a term of endearment.
Yeah, so I'm making friends, whatever. I turn around to the table and everybody at the table's gone.
Oh, I do remember that because we went outside because we thought you were getting your ass beat. I do. That's the part I remember. Yeah.
I look back at my table and I'm like telling that guy goodbye. I'm like, oh. So
yeah, there was like five of us that went outside with real serious looks on our faces. Just and our heads are darting back and forth, looking all around the parking lot.
Right. But no, he totally, I don't know if he cowered or if he, I don't know. He just, oh, man, remember we went to elementary school together. Maybe he probably just didn't want to get into a bar fight.
No, he
obviously wasn't scared of me.
No.
It couldn't have been that.
Well, I mean,
and you know me and Mr. Nice Guy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
People seem to like you, though.
Sure.
So confusingly. So, like, I don't understand that he would, like, do that, that man.
Maybe he was trying to look tough to his
maybe
buddy.
Maybe he had a bad day.
Yeah.
I
definitely didn't shit talk me when I went over there. He was super cool. So, whatever. I let it go. We had a good laugh.
Well, he didn't realize you had a haunted house on your arm, is what it was. He's like, oh, can't mess with this cat.
In a haunted ghost ship, too.
Yeah. This guy's spooky.
In a vampire heart with a stake through it. Look at that.
This guy believes in the supernatural. I can't mess with him.
So, yeah, now you do remember the story. You tried to call me out there.
Now I do. I feel like if you had a robot body, there'd be all sorts of black market apps for it too.
Oh, I love those.
You should always buy official. You don't know what kind of ETDs you could get. Electronically transmitted diseases. Can you imagine every
time those become viruses?
Exactly. But in a robot society, it'd be ETD.
Okay.
There'd be no S anymore. Guess what, folks? You ain't getting no S unless you buy the black market app upgrade.
You ain't getting no ass or no
S. Oh, okay. Tommy, S. Okay.
For sex. Aren't we almost there?
We're almost there.
Like, I feel like I was thinking.
I mean,
about
honestly,
that.
whoa, we're halfway there.
I was thinking about that today because I
we're
almost,
living on a prayer.
I almost left my phone at home and I had to turn around to go get it.
And you realized it was a piece of your soul.
Sure.
See?
Absolutely.
It all comes back around.
It's all coming back.
Oh, my
gosh. Coming back to me now. Yeah. I didn't feel right without my phone. I mean, I had to be connected, right?
Yeah, you got to be connected to the vast human consciousness at all times at this point, fucking or else ridiculous. You'll miss out, Tommy. You'll miss out.
Yeah, well, I mean,
can you miss out? Can you afford to miss out? Society's passing you by. You can't miss out. You're missing out right now. What are you even doing?
Well, let me check.
Don't do it. You're addicted.
And you know that's how I start my stand-up routine is about checking the smartphone.
I mean, so. I could recite your stand-up routine from heart, so yes, I do.
Not as good, but...
No, yeah. Oh, well, you know.
Don't have the charisma.
I don't have the tendrils of beard wagging from my face that you do, but...
You need the footnotes.
I do need the footnotes. Footnotes needed my first comedy album. Thank you. The bad part about having a robot, Tommy, I'll tell you. It's going to break down eventually.
Sure.
You'll need to repair it.
Right.
You'll need a new one.
Well, isn't it like the body?
Huh?
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, it would be.
Yeah.
Except usually your body heals by itself. Your robot body, go to the mechanic.
Yeah, but the body usually takes antibiotics or medicine to help heal, right?
Oh, weak people like you, not I.
I don't, knock on wood, I don't even have health insurance, so. Yeah, that's fun for tax season. Holy fuck, you should have saw what I paid last week.
$12.
Way more than that, but I ain't saying.
I don't think I wanted a full quote on that. I believe if you can't pay for a new robot body and it breaks down, your consciousness will just get uploaded into the internet and you'll become spam email.
Yeah, but wouldn't there be, if that was the case, wouldn't there be the threat of that anyway?
What do you mean?
Like people would just hack into your body and take it anyway?
Oh, yeah, there'll be hackers for your body.
Okay, so you have to buy virus protection or ETD?
Yeah, people be jacking your shit constantly, Tommy. Look
well,
at the,
mine.
Look at the
course.
Robot with the garlic. I want that to do a silly thing. Truffle shuffle, please.
I'd have to have extra protection.
Extra, I'm EP, absolutely. I mean, if you were a spam email, what would you be, Tommy? Pizza coupon, that's what you'd be.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
See?
I click on that.
Spamming the inboxes
that's how
with
they
pizza
would get
coupons.
Me. That's how they yeah. get me.
You'd be doing that forever. You know what I would be?
What's that?
Guatemalan prince. And I would promise people 3 wishes and a healthy future if they just donated $400 to me.
$400.
So that I could tend to my beloved flock of goats. And that's how I would buy my new robot body, by scamming the folks.
God, you would have the lamest robotic existence.
Would I really?
Yeah.
Because that works on old people now. I guarantee
fucking
it'll
goats.
Work on old people.
That's what you want, goats?
Have you ever seen goats? They got the weirdest fucking eyes.
Nah.
Their little irises go sideways, and that freaks me out and charms me at the same time. Mm.
You and your billies.
I love my billies. Me and my BGs. Tight. So I would rack up all the money from the seniors, buy myself a new robot body, live high on the robot hog. Thank you. Goat, maybe.
High on the robot hog. I like that. Okay. Yeah. You might be onto something.
I'm definitely onto something. And D-Boy, oh my God, if he got uploaded into this internet of ours, do you know what would happen?
He'd drop that beat.
No, Tommy, no. He would become a living, conscious beat, providing an infinite bass drop forever that would take your breath away till the end of days.
Well, can't he already be that? He's already uploaded.
Is he?
Sure.
So what would I say? Drop that beat, dear boy.
Put it in, put it in. Summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. What you know about Leonard Skinner? A whack of the intro, the hot of the verse every time, baby. Working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz to the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be nine and then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
All up in a mix and a place to be. You down for the night, come form for me. Like ABC, like 1, 2, 3. As I breathe, I can part the seas. All up in a mix and a place to be. You down for the night, come form for me. Like ABC, like 1, 2, 3.
Can't walk on the beach with the God squirrel, trying to keep him mad decent.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. I'm tangled up in my headphones over here, just struggling away while you watch me struggle. My name is Randy. We're in the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. There's Tommy over there. Yeah. How is everybody doing?
Yeah, there's a spider behind you.
Is it going to bite me in the goddamn neck and suck my blood?
I don't know. It's on the wall behind you. Look, Randy.
That's a ladybug.
Oh.
Don't.
I'm far away. I don't know.
I'm far away.
I'm far away.
Why do you speak like an ethnic man when you were born in this country?
Bloodline.
How do you not know what a spider is compared to a ladybug? I thought my life was in peril, and it's a simple spotted beauty. That's
what
it is. Yeah.
Gross. Kill it and see how stinky it is.
No, I don't want to. I'll get the stink of leaves on me. I can't have that in my life. Today was a great day, Tommy.
Was it really?
It poured all day. I loved it.
I actually do like that. Actually, it was a welcome.
It was a perfect day for composing poetry about hobgoblins, ghouls, and the fleeting existence of life.
No, I love rainy days. I really do.
I liked it because it smelled like springtime out there.
Yeah, sure.
And I love the springtime.
April showers bring May flowers, huh?
April flowers bring the Mayflower over so Christopher Columbus can land in the Santa Maria
and
find
pox,
Plymouth
and
give some girl smallpox
sure.
in the future.
That works. That's what happens.
How is everybody doing? this is a podcast and I'm glad you're listening.
Useless and enjoyable.
It is. My mom goes to me. She goes to me. And she says, just where is that podcast getting you? She says to me.
Oh, really? Oh, Mama Perkins calling you out.
You never support me, Mom.
Just where is that podcast getting you?
So yeah, I took out my anger in this fashion.
1, 2, 3, 4. This is my angry punk rock song. My mom don't get me at all. This is my angry punk rock song. My mom don't get me at all. This is my angry punk rock song.
That's really you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the debut single, My Mom Don't Get Me At All, from my punk rock band, Narcfist.
That's really good. That's your voice, isn't it?
Yeah. I was doing hardcore punk because I was enraged.
You were born 20 years too late.
I am nothing but teenage angst and misery over here. And I want you all to realize that.
Now I get it. You're born in the wrong decade.
I was. If I was in the 80s, I would be a legend right now with that song right there. That little snippet there. Yeah. You were impressed and I loved
Joe
it.
Joe Strummer and Randy Perkins.
Hand in hand, you know, leading in the revolution.
What would your punk rock
fighting
band
the,
name?
I said Narcfist, okay?
Narcfist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We raise a fist up.
To the narcs?
To the narcs.
Okay. Stitches.
You know what narcs can get?
Snitches.
Fists.
Snitches get stitches.
To their dumb, tattling mouths, okay? Well, God,
you really were born.
So welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're a perfect waste of time. We're the not suitable for work, useless, and enjoyable big dumb comedy show that your mom will never approve of.
NSFW, right?
Absolutely. Hello. We're glad you came by. Hello, old listeners. Hi, new listeners, if we have any.
You know how long it took me probably a year before I realized what NSFW meant.
You need an acronym class. That's what I took. It schooled me in the ways of the world.
Yeah, I don't remember how I figured it out. Somebody probably wrote it out one time, and I'm like, oh, now I get it.
Do you know what SOB stands for?
Son of a bitch.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
What is it?
St. Owen Bartholomew.
Bartholomew?
St. Owen Bartholomew.
Oh.
That's hard to say.
No, it's not. St. Owen Bartholomew.
Well, I have a speech impediment when it comes to Barts.
Look at me. Maybe I should take over. Maybe I'm the leader of this podcast.
Maybe you should be. Here's a fact everybody needs to know. I went to the eye doctor today.
Mm. Did you get that puffy shit?
No, I haven't gotten that in years, and I hate it.
Yeah?
You know why? I always flinch. I know it's coming. Yeah. I always flinch.
You kind of have to, right?
No, I want to flinch before it comes. It takes all my willpower not to punch that man right in his pompous face and run away.
Well, the last time I went to the eye doctor, it was a female, so I'm glad I didn't have that.
You puffed your chest out while she puffed that air in.
But I'm glad I didn't have that, that want.
That want?
to punch.
To punch?
To punch the puffer.
Oh, I see. This bit was about domestic abuse. Right, I get it now. I thought it was about you being a pansy.
Oh, no, that's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I completely ruined the whole...
Drop the chicken.
Yeah, the whole moral of the bit was ruined, and it was lost on me. But I went to this eye doctor today, you know, uh-huh. And I'm sitting in this dumb chair, and I'm like, why are you staring into my eyes, you creep?
Maybe he liked you, Randy.
What are you doing?
He liked you. Just he liked your pupils.
Just what is your end game? My irises are for me and for me only.
Ooh.
Yeah. And when I say iris, I mean my eyeballs and not that Goo Goo Dolls song.
He was in the cone zone.
Rods and cones, baby.
Look at this optometry humor. Only the best.
Only the best with this. And he's like, read my chart. This man says to me, read that chart. And I'm like, I want to read your last bank statement. Because you're making fat stacks off me right now. And I'm not sure I appreciate it.
How'd you do? I know you have contacts, right?
I do have contact lenses.
Yeah. I couldn't do the contacts.
No?
No. Too annoying.
I'm going to go back in a few weeks and get glasses.
Are you really? Oh, my God. Will you get the wire ones like you had as a child?
No, I'm going to get thick black, baby.
Like me?
That's how the girls like them, thick and black.
Oh, gross.
Lenses, Tommy.
Oh,
frames.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Well, I mean, once you go black lenses, you never go back.
You can't. You can't. Buddy Holly or bust.
That's right.
That's my motto.
Look at these things. They're awesome.
Because I do wear my contacts every day, and honestly, I can't imagine wearing glasses all the time, but it would be nice to have a spare pair just in case of a merge. Like, oh, I don't know, zombies on the loose. It would be nice to have a real, you know.
Or maybe you just come maybe you just come to terms with your life and you realize that you don't need anything that beautifies your face.
No, I'm beautiful inside and out. By the way,
I don't want to be fake anymore.
Did you see what I just did?
Yeah, did you throw that ladybug at me?
Because it was crawling on my neck and it tried to kill me like a spider would.
I tried to warn you about it.
I didn't realize they wanted all my blood too.
I tried to tell you.
Ugh. I really wanted to throw a goddamn apple at this doctor to keep him away from me, because I heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, not the optometrist.
Because I always figured that doctors were like vampires, and apples were their garlic.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do a, what we used to call it, the cover the comedian joke right now.
Oh, don't, please.
No, this is good. This
Nobody's
is good.
Clamoring
this
for this.
This is
Nobody wants this.
This is serious.
Oh. This
comedian was
here comes Buzzkill.
It was a good comedian.
He's getting serious.
He passed away a couple years ago.
Rest in peace. What was his name?
Kevin Carlson.
I don't know who that man
is. Well, he was, kind of my level, coming up.
Oh, he was on my level.
Well, we were doing the same set of shows.
What level are you? Like the water level in Mario? Because that was really fun, and I don't buy that.
Okay, this guy is passed away, so let's.
No, I'm talking about you specifically.
Well, now I'm a feature/ I've headlined.
I don't understand that. Translate it to Mario terms.
I'm doing well. How about that? I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I might get the princess.
Level 2-3. Really mediocre.
But no, Kevin Carlson, unfortunately, passed away a couple years ago. Great comedian, but out of Ohio. And he had the joke that he said, this is my impression of the optimist optometrist.
Oh, I like that idea.
The optimist optometrist.
Okay.
You'll see. You'll all see. Which is great, right? It was the over-optimist optometrist.
I like
gotta do
that.
It right. The overly optimist optometrist. That's you'll good. See, you'll all see.
That's good stuff right
yes,
there.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Man.
Anyway, so like you were that. At the optometrist just hating your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I'll tell you the sum total of time I was in this office. I was in there 8 minutes for my exam because my eyes did not change. They were healthy. 8 minutes. Also bought 2 boxes of contacts. Sum total for 8 minutes of time, $260 FML.
Wow.
And
you
I'm
don't
looking
have insurance?
I'm not Vision.
Oh, okay.
What am I, some dandy living in a high tower somewhere?
Well, I don't have anything, so yeah. I just assume that everybody else is living great.
Oof. And I'm just looking at this dash. By the way, the best way to really comprehend the passage of time is to see how your eye doctors and dentist age from the time you saw them last.
Or how many sighs they give.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, I think the sighs would be yeah. synchronized with their aging process.
I mean, the number of sighs is equal to the number of rings on a tree. That's how you tell an optometrist or doctor's age.
Let me do a little another side note because
oh god, here we go.
This is not a joke, but you know, Mr. David Baldwin, a good friend of the podcast,
I know him.
He installed that Ring doorbell. You know what I mean? Where you see the video.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where you can watch your front door from your phone.
Oh, okay, sure.
So
I don't think it's called Ring doorbell.
It's called Ring. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's called Ring. And so,
don't flail your hands on at me for crying out loud.
Me and Abe Falcon, the 30-second clip today, he forgot that the Culligan guy was coming over.
Hey, Culligan, man.
And so the guy rings the doorbell, and Dave's somewhere like with his kids at a school function or whatever. And so it's just the Culligan man like looking into the camera of the Ring doorbell and Dave talking to him. And Dave's like, I'm so sorry. I forgot that we set this appointment up. Can we reschedule? And the Culligan man looks into the doorbell and just sighs. Just the biggest sigh. Just hating his life. He's just, it was great.
Existence is hard, isn't it? It really is.
He's just like, fuck my life. I'm a water softener guy.
Who even has a water softener?
Like, how do you cancel on the Culligan man?
I mean, he's only got one appointment a month and you ruined it. Now he's got to play checkers with his chum.
It's so great. He just sighs and kind of just, you know, mumbles back to his car.
Yeah. I mean, that's the trick, isn't it? To find happiness in your career.
Find happiness in everything, yeah.
Isn't that the mystical growth hormone of life is happiness?
That's why no comedian is ever happy.
Never. Although I read an interesting article in the New York Times, because I'm pretentious and arrogant. Both.
We know.
Yes. It says that perhaps creative people need a day job to keep them...
grounded?
Grounded, two, inspired.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I would say so.
I mean, so
you got to have something come from somewhere.
Yeah, but so it profiled a bunch of like writers and stuff. It was a pretty good article. It profiled a bunch of artists and writers that had, we're going to interrupt me.
Well, I would say, because I really like this idea. And I think I kind of like studied it on my own in psychology a little bit. I think this I would say that you have to have that opposite side of life, because how would you know you're even creative? You know what I mean? You have to know that you're looking at it differently than the norm.
I would think a comedian is, I guess even a writer.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah, it don't have to be humorous.
No, I mean, you have to, since both things are kind of solitary, you have to actually be out there and experience a few things to...
Right.
So, I mean, maybe a day job isn't completely necessary. Sure, you experience a lot of things, but, like, a lot of writers will go to a mall and sit there and, like, listen to conversations and people watch and stuff.
Yeah, but you got to have the relatability. You got to be able to know how to the guy that works 9 to 5, how he thinks.
Sure. But that's why a lot of comedians, when they break it big, that's why they turn to airplane humor, because that's all they know.
Right, because they've been away from normal everyday life for so long. They're just like, Sky Mall Magazine.
Yeah, and you're over there, you're boots on the ground Thompson.
That's right, I'm in the trenches.
Fighting for the little man, blue collar Joe as you are.
That's how I'm staying in the forefront.
You're pumping your fist from side to side. People relate to that. My God. I mean...
God. I mean, I've not had day jobs throughout my comedy career, and it's terrible. It makes me lazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything. I was unemployed for a few years, and I'm like, I should take this opportunity to write that novel I always wanted
and then
to write.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, I didn't sit there. I did a lot of stuff. Like, I spent a lot of time outdoors, and it was amazing. I loved it. Yeah. Like, I should be a landscaper or something and find my bliss through trees. But, I mean, I did nothing for 2 years, basically. I was just a parasite.
Human being.
I was so...
You were just living.
I was living, but not living at all.
Right.
So
that's how I feel like every time that I become unemployed is like, I feel like I look back on it and I'm like, I kind of wasted it, but I kind of didn't waste it, you know, because I, of course, the idea is, oh, my God, I'm going to have so much time to write.
And how much have you written?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
A paragraph here or there.
A paragraph here and there. Yeah, we all need to better ourselves. That's why this segment exists. This is called Randy's Career Fair.
What do you want me to do?
I don't care.
Yeah, get a job.
Oh, get a job?
Yeah.
Just get a job? Why don't I strap on my job helmet and squeeze down into a job cannon and fire off into Jobland, where jobs grow on jobbies?
Randy's Career Fair. Mm-hmm. Here's my bold idea. This is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm changing everything. I'm switching it up.
Oh, no.
Are I'm going to become...
Becoming homosexual?
Well, that's weird, Tommy.
Oh. I mean, that would be part of everything.
And acceptable in society today.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Hmm. I didn't like your tone of voice.
It wasn't derogatory.
Okay.
You just said you're changing everything. You're switching it up. I figured you haven't had much success in the heterosexual world.
That's true. I haven't. Maybe I should.
Well, keep your hands
over
there.
I'll subscribe. Yeah. You know what? You've turned me.
I have that effect on men, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Once you see that grim visage over there, that grim grinning face.
Grim gummy.
Yeah.
Just gummy with little pupils.
Just the beadiest. Once you see Cyclops over there, whoo, daddy.
That's funny that if you look far away from, far enough away from me, my two eyes just become one.
They just become one. They're not even
it's like
separated.
A magic eye.
Yeah,
like
exactly. They all blur together. Your entire face blurs together. Oh, that's a Greek myth over there.
That's just like a gray beard.
Yeah, hide your goats. He's going to eat them. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a DJ / EDM guy.
Okay, we were just talking about this earlier today, me and the guys at band practice. Actually.
Shit, yeah, I would drop those fat beats for all the youths of the year, of the Americas.
Are you going to do the Molly and the ecstasy and all the drugs that come with it?
I won't. They will.
Okay.
Soap from the rafters, pouring down, laser lights everywhere. Nothing will ever make sense.
Are you going to shave half of your head?
I might have to. Yeah. I'll take that.
Get like one green contact, one blue contact.
I tell you what, this is a world unlike anything I've ever dreamed of, this EDM scene.
I got a buddy that's into it pretty heavily. Oh.
I talked about, well, you weren't on this episode. The episode I did with Nick from Epic Film Guys and...
cheating on me.
Yeah, exactly. Tomko.
Okay. It's Tomko Tuesday, by the way.
It is Tomko Tuesday. I talked about how I ran into this Facebook profile of a dude I used to know, I used to work with. His daughter is like 23 now because her profile popped up. I'm like, who the? and it's his daughter. I'm like, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
And she, so I clicked on it, and she's all into this world, and I got sucked into this EDM world, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I got a buddy that I used to go to school with that's really big into it. Now another friend is just getting into it.
So. Oh,
so,
it's,
yeah.
It's like a mystic art. Teach me how to be lit, Dr.
Where,
Strange.
That's where JNCO jeans went to not die.
That's where they went.
They're still there.
It's great, though, because all these DJs and EDM artists, they dress like supervillains. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're just anime characters.
They are. And here's my thing. I think we need more weird music.
Sure. Why not? I mean, that's the way music's going anyway.
Well, I think it needs to be. I need my artists to be a little odd and do weird things.
Sure. Yeah, like, because everyday life is just weird in general nowadays.
I need my artists to do odd and curious things. For example, I blame the early 2000s for this.
Well,
I
like Marilyn Manson came out, like in what, late 90s?
He did.
Mid-90s even? Yeah, mid-90s, 96.
Yeah. You know what happened in the aughts, double aughts, early aughts? Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake happened.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Cry Me a River.
I mean, no disrespect to the Brit and the JT, because you know what? We're all the same age, and we're all getting through this crazy life together.
Sure.
We're getting through it together. I mean, they're richer than me, but we're still friends.
Yeah.
You know, we're best friends.
Yeah, you and JT are okay?
Yeah, we're cool.
Whatever happened to Spears? What's she up to nowadays?
She's in Las Vegas at a residency.
Really?
Residency.
She's just doing her, like...
dancing and stuff.
She's, like, opening for Wayne Newton?
No, she's got her own show. She don't open for shit.
Hmm.
People
that's kind of weird, isn't it? To be 33 or whatever, 36, mm-hmm. I think she is.
And I just heard that Blink...
I mean, good for her, I guess.
I heard Blink 182 is has a residency in Las Vegas.
Well, Matt Skiba from Alkaline?
Because
he's in the band now.
I would hope so, but I don't think so.
I don't think Skiba would do it. I would hope not. Alkaline Trio is one of the best.
Yeah, let's go to Vegas to see her band in residency talk about sucking a dick on a dog.
Right, let's go see punk in Vegas.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
sounds weird.
But I mean, do you remember that one point though that Britney Spears like
shaved her head?
She shaved her head and went completely nutso
of course.
Like attacked people with umbrellas. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe she deserves to be in Vegas.
I mean, it's
cool. I guess that's what happens after you.
No, listen. Crazy. Hey, it's cool though. We've all been there, Ms. Spears. I can't tell you how many times.
That you shaved your head?
I've been completely unhinged and turned into a white trash Mary Poppins. I can't. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Don't look at me.
Oh, look at that.
It's relatable. You go, aha, Britney Spears there, you know, global superstar. But you know what? The difference between her and Loretta that lives in the Pussy Willow trailer park down the road.
Are you talking about Loretta Lynn?
Britney Spears purrs into a microphone. Loretta in the trailer park just downs 40s every night.
And Virginia Slims.
Absolutely. She has to. But, I mean, they dress, these DJs and EDM artists, they dress like supervillains. Have you heard of this marshmallow guy?
No.
He wears a goddamn marshmallow helmet on his head with angry marshmallow eyes.
I love it.
I'm all about it.
I love it.
I want it. I want
that's
in.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
I want in. The weirder, the better.
Sure.
Like, that's so cool. Like, Daft Punk, they've been weird forever.
Yeah.
They've been wearing costumes. Nobody knows what the hell they look like. Nobody cares.
Sure.
That's Daft Punk. That's Marshmallow. He's got a weird marshmallow head. Remember Buckethead, the guitarist?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want all my music. Justin Bieber, take note. Put a mask on your dumb face.
Huh.
Do it now.
I like it. Yeah, because the regular world now is just so weird in general.
Yeah.
That you got to spice it up a little bit, right?
I would actually say there's no political debate anymore because everything our president does is wrong. There's no debate needed.
You know, I was talking about this with somebody the other day.
Oh, do we want to get political? Probably
yeah, just
not.
For a second, okay. Just because like it's not really taken aside, but I just think that it's he knows what he's doing, right?
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
he
yeah,
knows,
yeah, yeah.
right? Like he's in on it, right?
Yeah,
like he knows he's fucking with the pot, whether he's sincere about it or not. He knows what he's doing. He's
you know what, Tommy? Shut your treasonous mouth. There's no room for politics in EDM. We're just dancing the night away, getting our sex on.
There's no politics in MRS either.
Sign me up. I'm DJ Ribeye over here, ready to drop those fat beats.
Oh, no,
Come on, what do you want me to do?
I don't care.
Yeah, get a job.
Oh, get a job?
Yeah.
Just get a job? Why don't I strap on my job helmet and squeeze down into a job cannon and fire off into job land where jobs grow on jobbies?
That was Randy's career fair. How'd that suit ya?
That's
you know,
fun. Yeah.
I might just switch my career for sure. We're gonna take a quick, short break. Tommy's holding his crotch and dancing to and fro. You're listening to the Miserable Retail Summer.
I'm Nick. And I'm Justin. We are the Epic Film Guys, and we'd like just a moment of your time to talk about an extremely important event coming up this May.
Last year, we hosted the Live Stream for the Cure, a 12-hour live stream fundraiser where we raised $2,500 for the Cancer Research Institute.
86 cents out of every dollar raised goes to research toward finding a cure.
And this year, we're aiming to smash that goal, and we need your help to do it.
Join us from May 18th through the 20th for 30 hours of amazing live stream content from us and a whole host of amazing podcasters who will be joining us to try to reach $5,000.
For more information, please visit www.livestreamforthecure.com. Together, we can make a difference.
What haters say, all I did was stay the same. Cut the fat, came to rage. Cut to black on the crazy train. In wheels off, my dope in, let my scalp peeled off. Skills saw with the pen, I'm rod on doubt. D-boy, y'all gon' learn about that boy, he go hard. Ben Wallace, 10 haters got 10 Wallace. I came broke and I left ballin', that's no joke. And that's George Carlin, I'm here. Ain't that a fact? The pit boy, I kick it like Pack-a-Lack. We the rap pack, you a pack of rats. Get tracked in the crack like, oh, snap. Kush packs, cracker packs, blowing up to the track collapse. Where the white girl with the fattest ass, break the ice, you catch a bass, you fish in the barrel, hood hippie apparel, see me on the beat like Chris.
Welcome back to the sausage. How's everybody doing? This episode treating you right, hitting you right in that goddamn funny bone of yours. Chuckles galore. Go ahead and head over to that facebook.com. you're over there already getting your data stole left and right.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Go ahead and join our Facebook group. We'll steal your data. Hey girl, hey, I want your number, huh? Join our Facebook group. There's a lot of hilarity and whatnot there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at mretailslave or Instagram, blah blah blah. On Instagram, you can go ahead and search the hashtag MisboRetailSlave, and you will find me. That's the easiest way. Also on Vero, if you're a hip social media cat,
Vero,
search the hashtag MisboRetailSlave. You'll find me there as well. It all works out. By the way, go ahead. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, a positive one. Not that I want to tell you what to do or anything, but a positive one. And maybe suggest us to a friend or 20.
Sure.
That can't hurt.
Yeah,
crying out loud. By the way, you heard a promo for Epic Film Guys. Epic Film Guys Nick is a good friend of ours. They're doing a live stream for The Cure May 18th through the 20th. 30 hours of live programming. They're trying to raise 5,000 buckos for cancer research. That's an admirable cause.
Sure.
And by the way, on May 18th at 6:30 p.m., Friday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m., Misbo Retail Slave, Randy and Tommy will be helping to kickstart this event. We're going to be there live streaming our idiocy. So how can you even miss out on that? So mark that in your stupid calendar. You got nothing better to do anyways. That's way before you go to the bar and get smashed.
Sure.
I mean, that's way before you go to some club and get denied by some hot chick. I mean, let's face it, you don't have a shot anyways. So.
Yeah, the EDM stuff don't start till like 11.
It don't start till 11.
Right.
Party goes till 5.
You got to get your Molly before. Like,
yeah, why don't you take that $16 you were about to spend on some dumb shot. I'll take one Molotov Mushroom Supreme for that lady over there. And donate it to cancer, you stupid, selfish fuck.
Wow.
She don't care about you.
Wow, you stupid, selfish fuck.
Well, I mean, come on now.
I want a picture of your face with that quote. You stupid, selfish fuck.
Whatever helps raise money and donations for Live Stream for the Cure. I'm a people person, Tommy.
That, you said it for cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Cancer don't give a fuck about you. No way. So give $16 that way and cure that. That girl, you can't cure her. She don't care. She'll never care.
That's right.
Change your personality. That's what I say. Mm. Yeah.
You feel superior because you no longer wear carpenter jeans. What do you got? Some bootleg? Some straight leg relaxed or some stuff, don't you? I don't know. Without the carpenter jeans, I don't know where you put your hammer anymore.
Oh, you don't even want to know where I put that hammer. Frisk me, baby.
No thanks, Randy.
By the way, the other day I saw a man in real life out in the wild wearing carpenter jeans.
I thought you were the last one.
I'm not the last Mohican. I am not that man. I saw this guy, and the first thing I did, because it was about a year ago, I got the ribs, and I stopped wearing carpenter jeans. So I immediately texted my friend Laura, who I went on that date with when I got the ribs and ruined my entire life. I'm like, hey, this fool had some carpenter jeans.
Look at Superior Randy over here.
Superior Randy. You don't realize how that little strip of fabric can completely ruin your life. One shred of fabric.
It's a, just
in
a
loop
hook.
Shape. Little
yeah,
hook.
But then you got a little triangle thing where I think you keep the box cutter. Like
I mean, these little fabric hooks and geometry triangles, they'll ruin your life for years to come. You don't even realize.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've seen the error of the Randy ways.
I've seen my faults. I've rectified.
What are you wearing now? Relaxed?
What are you trying to get in my pants over there? The other day I was at the gas station. I know that's a, well, it's not a gas station. It's just a regular convenience store. You know how I'm fascinated with these little drugs and pills they have at this.
I'm wait, like, I can't get over the fact that you saw a guy in carpenter jeans and you realized what you look like for all those years. How bad does that suck?
I mean, I will say the urge to tug on that little loop was strong. I really wanted to go yoink, oink. And
so
run away.
You had a little bit of a memory.
I had a memory.
Okay. Anyway, so you're at the convenience gas station.
I was at a regular convenience store. Okay. And I'm fascinated with these pills and powders they have, you know, these non-FDA approved.
Right. Like the bumblebee things that keep you awake and stuff.
The bumblebees. We've talked about horny goat weed on this program. Yeah. So the other day I saw this thing at the counter displayed prominently. Herbal Viagra.
Don't need a doctor's prescription.
You don't need it.
And don't worry about the heart rate.
I don't mean to cast aspersions, but all the writing on it was in Arabic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern.
Seems legit.
Have you seen Gerald's game?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes the Viagra and then, whoops.
He dies.
Did you like it?
I liked it, yeah.
It got weird at the end, though, right? Like, I don't think they played up the monster enough.
Well, there wasn't really a monster.
Sure, because he was in the courtroom at the end.
Yes and no. That was an important character building moment because she threw away the monsters in her past by confronting them head on, because that was the only monster
You don't think there was really a courtroom? You think it was all in her head still?
No, there was definitely a courtroom and a monster, as you say. However, that was the only monster that still existed that she could confront head on.
Yeah, but he mentioned the same thing he mentioned in the cabin that night.
Yeah, because he was out of his mind.
But how did he know if he wasn't in the cabin that night?
Okay, he was in the cabin that night.
He
existed.
Sure.
Wow. Why are we being so vague about a movie on Netflix? Yeah.
I thought you were saying that she was just making connection.
I don't
think they spent enough time like actually like putting him in the cabin. That was my problem.
Did they need to though?
I thought they could have done a little more.
I felt that like there was enough going on inside her own head.
Sure, but I couldn't tell if it was in her own head or if it was actually a real thing.
Well, yeah, until the very end when you realize it was a real thing.
Yeah, I thought they could have developed the monster a little
more.
Well,
maybe you should, I don't know, be okay. Smarter about things.
No, I thought they could have developed the monster a little more. But anyway, it was 4 out of 5 stars.
Ooh,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
By the way,
that was Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game is on Netflix. Everybody should watch it.
Sure.
It's a Stephen King novel.
Oh, is it now? I didn't know that.
Okay. Is it now? No, it always has been. Not now. Always has been. It was released at least 20 years ago because I remember kids in high school reading it.
Okay.
And it's about a girl that's chained to a bed.
Yeah. After her husband takes Viagra.
Yeah.
And dies.
And dies.
Yeah.
So she's,
that's not a spoiler. That's
she's not chained. She's handcuffed to the bed and she can't get out.
Yeah.
So until she does. Well, I will say that the way she gets out of her situation is one of the grossest and most disturbing things I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
I'm like, yeah, it's definitely badass. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, they go away to this like cabin retreat. He takes a Viagra pill or some sort.
Well, yeah, they have a broken marriage, and it's evident they have a broken marriage. And so they go up to this cabin to try to reignite the fire that brought them together in the first place. And so he wants to role play, and initially she's all about it.
Yeah.
But then he gets really weird and creepy. Like he's like wants to enact rape fantasies and whatnot.
While she's handcuffed.
While she's handcuffed, and she's not all about that. So she says, stop, stop, no, no. He stops and then dies on the bed. Meanwhile, I mean, everything that's going to happen, the best thing about this is everything that's going to happen to her was pretty much foreshadowed within the first 5 minutes of the movie.
They leave the door open.
The door is...
She feeds the dog, the stray dog.
There's a stray dog outside. She feeds him. They go inside, and nobody really shuts the door tightly, so it kind of swings open.
Yep.
And
don't leave a light on or anything like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know. And it's worth a watch for sure.
Yeah, but
Gerald's Game.
There's a monster, and that's the coolest part. And I felt like they should have gave him a little more of a.
Well, he's not really a monster. He's a person, man.
Sure, monster of a person.
But I'm thinking, yeah. True.
So you saw this herbal Viagra.
Herbal Viagra. I'm thinking, I see those commercials on TV for regular Viagra, and they go 45 seconds of that commercial ad about the side effects that are going to happen to you. So I can only imagine what will happen when you take this drug, it's definitely a drug, at this random counter in the middle of nowhere. You take this. And, like, what's going to happen? You bleed from the eyes, your farts open a dimension to another reality, and your peen grows feathers.
Ooh, yeah. Sounds interesting.
A real cock. Herbal Viagra gives you wings.
Well, there you go, Randy.
That's what I need. I need a feathery ding-dong. God. That'll show me the way. By the way, speaking of feathery ding-dongs, online dating nonsense.
Oh, really?
Whoa. What do you mean, oh, really?
What do you got?
What do you mean, what do I got?
I'm into it. What's up?
So we've been talking about online dating on this.
Yeah, you were kind of talking to a girl the past couple weeks.
Yeah, we've been talking about this on this program for a long time.
Yeah, oh, God, couple years.
Trying to say I'm a loser?
Well, it hasn't gone well for you.
Listen, Tommy. How dare you?
I'm just stating facts.
I'm an esteemed loser. In the words of the immortal Saint Mr. Rogers,
being the best loser takes talent just as being the best winner does. It's true.
It's true.
Sometimes people like the one who's last.
What?
Sometimes people like the one who's last. Don't scoff at Fred Rogers. He's a better man than you'll ever be.
Fucking nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Who likes the last person? Well, I mean, I guess. Okay, whatever.
Oh, see, you already changed your mind.
I was always a fan of the underdog.
You bask in the glow of Fred Rogers. He's the only perfect human being this planet's ever produced.
Sure, okay.
Did you ever see that video of him going in front of Congress?
Yes, I have.
That's badass.
Yeah, he pretty much gave, yeah. He did not drop the chicken.
He did not drop. He goes in front of Congress to get money for children's programming, and the dude was a dick right off the bat. The head man of the Senate or whatever was a.
Fred Rogers says, "Oh no, no."
He says, "Oh no, no," and you know how he did it? by being calm and being so himself.
Polite. Yeah.
By being calm, polite, and being intelligent.
Yeah.
And he completely swayed the guy at the end. The guy was like a big fan.
Yeah.
I don't do this, but you can have all the money in the world.
He says, I'll be your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he became Mr. McFeely.
Ew.
So on, that was the mailman.
Yeah,
in the
I remember.
How dare you say ew to Speedy Delivery?
It's a weird name.
Speedy Delivery. Online dating. I'm still on level 1-2 if we're taking it to Mario terms. I have not gotten to Bowser's Castle. I'm not ready for the boss fight yet.
So what's going on with this chick you've been talking to the past couple weeks?
I got them digits.
Oh, really?
I got them digits.
Still moving forward.
I got them digits. She quit online dating.
Wow.
I made the cut. I made the cut.
Did you quit online dating too?
I'm still on online
dating. Oh.
I made the cut, though.
Okay.
And I got those digits. And she's still super busy, so nothing's changed.
Has she been messaging you at all?
Yeah.
Or did she quit you when she quit online dating as well?
No, she quit online dating. She gave me the digits.
Oh.
And then we talked.
Wow, look at that. Okay.
She quit online dating because she found it to be very overwhelming, the amount of messages she was getting, and she found that she did not want to clear her schedule to meet these people or even bother with it.
But you were one of the chosen few.
Well, and this, she tells me this the day after I asked her out. I'm like, oh, well, okay, if that's the case, then if you don't want to meet up, that's fine. You know, I understand.
So you shot.
I'm about to waste anybody's time.
You need to shoot your shot.
And she rejects you, but it was like a half rejection.
What do you mean it's a half rejection?
She said no, but she gave you a
Did favorite. I finish my tale?
Okay, go on. Well, a tale is right.
Oh, okay, Mr. Rambling Man. So she said that she's quitting online dating because blah, 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 blah. And she said that she doesn't want it. So I said, this was the day after that I said, I asked her out. So she told me that, and I said, well, if you don't want to hang out, I understand. I get how it can be overwhelming. No,
pouty face, Randy.
No pouty face. I ain't about to waste anybody's time. I ain't about to waste my time.
Get it, girl.
And you know what she said? She said, no, we can still get together.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so fuck you with your get it, girl.
No, that's good.
What do you know over there with your dumb hat? What is that, Whitey Morgan?
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So when you going out?
I don't... After,
oh, it's one of those things.
No, I...
Just keep telling him we'll go out and he'll leave you alone.
No. You know what's one of... I want to drop you right now into a cement-filled
but I
field
chicken.
Full of banana peels. Just thousands and millions of banana peels.
Just so it keeps
and
slip,
I will,
sliding away.
Perpetually forever, I want you to slip slide for the rest of your days until you're a skeleton man slipping around.
Well, that ain't no
and
fun.
Everybody will come see the great attraction of Skeleton Tommy slip sliding on these Mario Kart banana peels forever and always.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, you sit over there and poo-poo my life.
Well, now we got to get you a better shirt.
I'm wearing a Punisher shirt. What am I trying to impress you, Old Navy? You got Tommy right now is making fun of me. Yeah,
okay,
he's got.
This is my gym clothes.
Shut the fuck up. So Tommy's wearing a black hoodie with Old Navy and big embroidered letters on it.
But I wouldn't wear it in public.
Okay, so you're making fun of me for wearing a Punisher shirt. That's,
because you would wear that in public.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's badass. One. Two, it's nearly, you can't even tell it's a black shirt, really.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, see? You lost an argument again. You need to flash your credentials more.
But what about a flannel, Randy? Have you ever heard of a flannel?
Yeah, I used to wear flannels.
Well, get one a of my, flannel.
Yeah, that was cool when I was Eddie Vedder.
Randy spoke on.
Jeremy spoke. I feel like everybody in the world, when they meet a person named Jeremy,
they just have to.
They should absolutely pronounce it like Eddie Vedder. Jeremy Spoken yesterday. How many Jeremys in the world are ruined by that song. All of them is the answer. All of them.
Alms raised in a V.
Yeah, you know what? It's on the oldies station now. Another reason I know terrible. I'm old. Misconnections, Tommy. This is a thing where we go on the Craigslist.com, and Misconnections is a thing where pitiful losers, whoops, where lost souls in search of love try to find those sparks that seem to dissipate in the air.
Sure.
Those things that could have been, those things that should have been, those things that might have been. Misconnections, okay. Tommy. These are all from this area.
Sure. All right. Let's see.
Gotta be. We're helping out these folks in this Flint, Michigan, USA. Talking about your Ford Escape. This is the headline. Talking about your Ford Escape. Didn't get your name, though.
Uh-oh.
Didn't get that name. I think this time I'll read through the entire message, then we'll critique it.
Okay.
I think it's easier that way. I didn't catch your name, but we talked about your car and music, gaming, and issues we have. I think it would be cool to be friends since we both don't seem to have many. Put the subject as some of the music we talked about or the issues / weird way we met so I know it's you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow. I wonder what weird way they met. Like, we got to keep up on this one.
That's a good question.
Like, obviously, he just automatically assumed she has no friends.
Yeah, I mean, you're off to a bad start, boy.
Was she at her own birthday party? Like, just sitting there alone?
One solitary balloon.
just a cone hat.
A crown, a birthday crown. One cupcake with one single candle.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't have any friends.
Yeah, wow. Obviously.
Charmer.
Yeah. They talked about, I mean, they seemed to really latch onto a bunch of things all at once. Car, music, gaming issue. Was it gaming issues you talked about?
Or was he just rattling off things that he liked really fast? Yeah. Hey, you into this one?
Yeah, exactly. Did you have gaming issues where you're like, I just can't get the mother brain in Metroid?
Yeah, what's the issues?
Life is so hard. Sometimes it's like really fun and easy, like when you fight Glass Joe the first time and Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Then you get to Piston Honda.
Then you get to Piston Honda. It's somewhat harder, but you're like, okay, I can handle this. And then it's like when you get to Bald Bull the second time and his unstoppable bull charges mows you down. It's so hard.
I think this guy dropped the chicken and he doesn't realize it.
Yeah. Let's smoke cloves and talk about the Decemberists.
I haven't had a clove in a long time.
Well, hook up with this guy.
Man, I don't think I could smoke a clove nowadays. Those things are thick.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Those things used to make me cough back in the day. I couldn't imagine now.
Oh, my.
Hmm.
They smell like cotton candy.
Yeah, they have like a weird smell, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they make them anymore, do they? I haven't seen one in a long time.
Probably not. Hmm. That seems like a 90s thing only. Well, no, it wasn't.
Smoking an herb that don't fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah. What's the point of this? I don't understand.
You got your medical marijuana clove card?
Yeah. What do you got, a clove?
Yeah, right.
Loser. Why don't you blog about your feelings?
I guess medical marijuana clove card would be a little much, but yeah. Medical clove card. How about that?
My colleague that I work with at work.
Yeah.
Also named Randy. He's super old, right?
Yeah, the ponytail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's super into movies.
When are you going to grow a ponytail, by the way?
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he's super into movies now because he's semi-retired. So, basically, all he does besides smoke weird cigarettes all day long and look like the grim specter of death is watch movies. And so he always tells me about the movies he watches, you know, and which is fine because I like movies
Something
too.
To pass the time.
Yeah, I like movies. I'm into them, whatever. But he consumes every bit of it. He's like, I watch all the special features. I watch the director's commentary. Like, he gets in it,
right.
All up in it.
Even if it's a bad movie?
Oh, yeah. Special features. He consumes that DVD. Okay. So he got a DVD the other day of a double DVD of Hostel and Hostel 2.
Oh, no.
Now, if you don't know, Hostel is, and Hostel 2, obviously, are horror movies basically that are torture porn.
Yeah.
They're about rich people that kidnap tourists in Europe. And
early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s. And then the rich people take those people to secluded places and hack them to pieces and get pleasure out of that.
Yep.
So I swear to God, he's talking about these movies to me. And he was so amped up and energized by the disgustingness he saw. Like, he was like, and it's one scene. No, I got to get his voice down. And there's one scene. This woman cut off his Johnson. And then the dog fucking ate it. Fucking ate it. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
So he was, like, really intrigued by this.
Yeah, like, he had the most earnest face.
It's
and he's
like a serial killer in the making.
Yeah, he's, like, pumping his fist to and fro. He was all up in it. And he was like, this other scene, this woman had this other woman, this hot chick, this
hot gun
hanging upside down, you know, she started cutting her up and just bleeding everywhere. And the other chick that cut her, she grabbed that blood and was rubbing it all over her tats. All over her tats.
That sounds disgusting.
And he was so amped up by this.
Uh-oh. Sounds like he needs to dive darker into the web.
Meanwhile, everyone was staring at the psychotic raggedy man who was screaming these descriptions of these scenes at me in the middle of the sales floor. Everybody's just, oh. And he's completely oblivious. He was so into it.
You'll see the people getting the cantaloupe.
Cutting the Johnson off. And old ladies are looking at him. You know,
like Johnson, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. And he was like, that can happen to you over there if you're a tourist. When I was in Indonesia, I didn't go out at night. Piss on it. Piss on it.
Is that where you got piss on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was really overjoyed, though, because at one point in the movie, in Hostel, it showed like a website or whatever that one of the characters typed in to get to the hostel or whatever, and he was so pleased with him as with himself. He's like, I paused the movie. I have it on DVD so I can freeze frame it. Like, whoa, what groundbreaking technology. Whoa, what tech you got there. And he's like, I wrote it down and I'll check it later. I think if you go to that website, it's probably some internet movie blob. And it probably some internet movie blobber wrote it. I'm like, it's not blob, it's blog.
Right.
Internet movie blob. Okay. God.
I wonder if you cut his ponytail, he'll just transform into 2018.
He might. He'll have an earring.
He goes from 1999 to.
Yeah, you cut off his ponytail. He all of a sudden. He all of a sudden starts dabbing.
Oh, that's funny. His gold necklace goes away.
It disappears. It disappears. He's got an Apple Watch instead. Hey, hey. It's great. I'm not sure we helped that man find love, though, that we were talking about.
Really not.
Beautiful blonde and blue car in Dort Highway.
Uh-oh.
I hope you see this. I was driving down. They all start with, I hope you see this. I hope you see this.
Like it needs to say that.
Yeah. I was driving down Dort Highway the other day and pulled up next to you at the light on Mount Morris Road. We drove next to each other all the way to 475, smiling and waving at each other the whole way.
No, you didn't.
I had to get on the I had to get on the highway to head down south for work. If this is you and you remember me, tell me what I was driving.
God, is this a Clark Griswold moment?
Exactly. That's what I thought of when I read this.
It's like, no, she was not. She's
no.
A figment of your imagination.
She don't exist.
Oh, that's a good
one. Right. You were driving that black GMC with a sign that someone put on the side that said, wave if you think I'm a super nerd bomber deluxe. She was waving and smiling. And here you are, Thus the Waves, Misconnection, Tommy, Beige Jacket, Glasses, On a Walk in East Lansing.
Oh, okay.
I was aimlessly driving around and kept seeing you throughout East Lansing walking around. You had on a beige jacket, earbuds, and glasses with short brown hair, longer on top. Mm. I don't really know why I'm posting this. You just look cool. Like someone I might be friends with. On the off chance you see this, hit me up. And we could talk music or something.
Oh, nice. Beige jacket, like Inspector Jacket.
Inspector Jacket, yeah. Absolutely. You look like Inspector Jacket.
Is that Lloyd Dobler?
Are you Inspector Jacket over there? What? Hey, girl, are you Inspector Jacket?
I like that. Is that the name of the episode?
It might be.
Inspector Jacket.
That's a closing line, though, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We could talk music or something. You must be drowning in it with closers like that.
Shooting your shot everywhere.
Yeah, man.
You need to shoot your shot.
I didn't realize that that was a pretty common thing. Was the shoot your shot.
It's not. It's only Dr. Penrose.
I've been seeing it everywhere.
What do you mean everywhere?
I've been seeing a lot on Facebook and stuff. So maybe people just picked it up from this podcast.
It's got to be. Did they ever pick up this?
We don't know if she had, like, some dick in a glass jar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's completely Dr. Penrose.
Well, I give him credit for shoot your shot, too. I just, you know,
yeah,
thought maybe we might be a little ignorant on that one, but maybe not. I don't know.
You, listen, don't ever call me ignorant, especially from that mouth over there. Right. I mean, we can talk music or something. That's deep.
Yeah.
I'll provide the earbuds, you provide the ears.
Oh, weird. like attached ones?
To your head, your beautiful head. Like, I'll play you my favorite tunes and stare at you with an eager little face to see how you react to each one.
He didn't say that, did he?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm being the character now.
Okay.
You ever play music for a person? It's the weirdest thing.
It is very weird.
And you always look at them expectantly to see how they react. Every little, and God help them if they should talk during the song. No, listen, this is the best part. You waggle your finger. This is listen.
You gotta start it over.
Yeah. No, I don't think you were paying.
No, ruin the momentum. No.
Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? No, it wasn't. What do you mean?
Perfect.
Seriously, Beige Jacket, I would hit this guy up. He was driving around aimlessly. He must be some sort of oil tycoon to be wasting gas like this. Like it was 1997. What a man without any worries.
Right. Yeah. It's a lost cause. That's good.
Just a lost cause. That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Good for him.
Oh, man. And he says, I don't really know why I'm writing this. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
Hope you see this.
You're lonely and pathetic and thought she was cute and thought maybe she'll be overwhelmed by the poetry of your misconnection.
But if you say you don't know why, it makes you seem less desperate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not really sure.
Because
I've never done this.
Because misconnection isn't the pinnacle of desperation.
Sure. Nah.
I should rename myself Randy Pathetic and be the Misconnection poet and just write poetry on Misconnect. We should really advertise this podcast on Misconnections because as much valuable advice as we give these folks.
Randy Pathetic.
Indispensable.
That's a good name for you.
All you Misconnections folks we're trying to help you out. We're really trying to show you the way like sticks, you know?
No, it's Peter Frampton, isn't it?
Your mom's Peter Frampton. She makes wah-wah noises with the talk box.
Wow, she listens to this, so I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Oh, my God. I just said...
Wolf's going to beat your ass.
Because I said she makes wah-wah noises with the talk box? That's ridiculous. That's a bad reason to beat my ass. This has been the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We hope you had a gay old time. We'll see you in a little bit. And mark that on your calendar, May 18th. Live stream for The Cure, 6:30 to 7:30. We'll be there in the meantime.
leave us a 5-star positive review on the iTunes.
Join our Facebook group on the Facebooks. Just search Miserable Retail Slave. And you have a good day now.
Dreaming of them, feeling lifeless. The buzz got me scheming again. Broke a couple hearts in these Timberlands. Fur coat and whatever weather. Killer cam, stay chilling, man. D-boy, damn it, I'm a satellite spinning around this Detroit planet. Nightcrawler under streetlights hanging. I'm a ugly motherfucker like Eli Manning. I hop, skipping the jump, a high shit in the bump, a jump shot, switch with the blunt lit. Wise man in a strange land with a tall can, do the hammer dance in the beige Ray Bans. Paul Bunyan beard, it's a party over here. Shorty's looking good though, oh dear. Well, the LSD, they give me no fear. Gripping crystals, the hippies ain't so weird. You ain't trippy with your syrup and your Xanax. Priceless is the pearl, baby, jam that. Electric force, acid in the camelback. Up and see the point joints in the fanny pack. Keep it classical.